This weekend, the celebration of Mother Earth continues in the Triad at the 9th Annual Piedmont Earth Day Fair at the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds on Saturday from 10 to 5 with live music, demonstrations, fun for kids, and some great healthy local food options. On Saturday night, it's a performance of Paul Winter's Missa Gaia, Earth Mass, at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Greensboro. Piedmont Environmental Alliance Executive Director Kristen Wiggins spoke with me about the fair.
Our program partners, Art for Art's Sake and SciWorks, have some really great programs planned. Art for Art's Sake is doing a whole kids' art corner and building different pieces of art out of recycled material. SciWorks is doing a bat-themed tent and really discovering and learning about the environmental benefits of bats, which is fascinating. They'll also be working with WFDD in learning about sound waves and that sort of thing. And then we have dozens of other exhibitors offering other children's activities at the fair, things like building seedling pods or doing a recycled art, making bird feeders out of pine cones and that sort of thing. It's going to be a lot of fun for kids.
And for the adults?
Our partner, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, organized all of the demonstrations at the event, and they're happening throughout the day on topics of all sorts. So things like learning about the pollinators, bees, hummingbirds, butterflies, and their importance in the garden. A lot of the times people are concerned about killing the bugs in your garden, and those products oftentimes kill the good bugs in your garden too. So they'll be talking about how important that is. We also have Triad Air Awareness, who will be talking about our impact on pollution in the air, and a really important one at the end of the day about recycling and the limitations of recycling in the city of Winston-Salem and Forsyth County, and looking at all of the materials in your house, what can be recycled and what can't.
Well, that reminds me of the fact that you're billing this as a zero-waste fair, what exactly does that mean?
This is an incredible accomplishment for the Piedmont Environmental Alliance and the Earth Day Fair in the past. We do not provide landfill waste bins at our event. There will be recycling bins and compost bins. All the food and beverage vendors are required to serve on either materials that can be recycled or composted. And last year, we had approximately 8,000 people at the fair, and we had one bag that went to a landfill. We tried to build the Piedmont Earth Day Fair in a way that there was something for everybody. So the exhibitors that will be there range from local environmental nonprofits to companies that offer products that help you make changes in your home or at your work to go toward a more sustainable lifestyle. And then other companies that just offer, you know, organic, all-natural products that people are interested in. And our hope is that you come and you learn something new and you leave inspired to make change. So even if it's something small, like you're going to start a compost at your home, or you're going to change out all of the light bulbs in your home, or you're going to buy energy efficient appliances, you know, we hope that you come and you learn something and you get inspired, you leave and you make change in your life.
Piedmont Environmental Alliance Executive Director Kristen Wiggins. Their 9th Annual Earth Day Fair is Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds in Winston-Salem. The Triad's largest Earth Day celebration, with more than 8,000 people expected to attend, is free and open to the public, with free parking as well. There'll be eclectic outdoor live music throughout the day, featuring local bands Doug Davis and the Solid Citizens, Afterjack and Dobie, and New Bern singer-guitarist and Black Owl Guitars luthier David English. Today on Triad Arts Weekend, I'll be chatting with David about his music and the fascinating history behind the instruments he creates, handcrafted cigar box guitars. I'll also be talking with Unitarian Universalist Church of Greensboro music director Mark Freund on Saturday night at 7:30. He'll direct the UUC choir in a performance of the Paul Winter Concert's Missa Gaia, Earth Mass. You can hear both conversations during Triad Arts Weekend. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.